Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is Ephesians chapter 5, 22-33. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Amen. Now this has been a passage that always made me a bit uncomfortable and uncertain. I mean, it tells wives to submit to their husbands. Aren't men and women equal before God? Isn't this a bit outdated and patriarchal, Paul? And as someone who is not married, is this passage even related to single people? After wrestling with this passage for quite some time, I realized that it is applicable for both married couples and singles, and that the heart of this passage is part of God's love letter to the church. First, verse 22 says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." Paul is not instructing wives to submit because they are inferior beings, but rather because of the last phrase, "as to the Lord." Submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Jesus was a man whose life was marked by humble submission to the Father. He was not God's slave, but rather his beloved son, whom he had an intimate relationship with. Jesus trusted God. He knew his character and knew that God was good. But Jesus didn't always want to do what the Father asked of him. Remember, he prayed, "If you are willing, take this cup from me." But he ultimately had a heart of submission, saying, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Similarly, wives are to submit to their husbands in this way, and they are able to do this because a husband and wife relationship is the most intimate earthly relationship there is. And just as Jesus knew God's good heart, wives have the safety to submit because, although no one is perfect, they have trust in their husbands and in his character. It is important to note that this verse is not for husbands to use against their wives to merely assert authority for his own sake. Okay, but what about single people? Verse 24 says, "Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands." This means that actually, all of us as a church should submit to Christ, meaning that submission is an active, willing, and important part of every single believer's lives, regardless of if you are a man or woman, single or married. But in a marriage, the submission of wives is to reflect Christ's reflection to the church. What is sometimes overlooked is that the husband too has an active and vital role to play. In verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." Again, the key phrase is, "as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." How did Jesus love the church? Well, his love for the church was unconditional. He loved broken and sinful people that he knew would mess up again and again. Yet he gave his life up for the church. Dang, husbands, are you willing to die for your wife? To have love unconditional for her just as Christ did? In verse 28-31, he also tells husbands to love their wives as their own bodies, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Paul is emphasizing that when you are married, you are one flesh. When you love and support your wife, you are also loving yourself. Paul never says, "Husbands, lead your wives." No, he repeats, "Husbands, love your wives," over and over again. Love is at the essence of the heart and is where words and actions flow from. Wives, doesn't this give you assurance that you are not just submitting arbitrarily to any man who wants to assert his power over you? No, you are submitting to one who loves you and is aiming to love and cherish you as Christ loves the church. But you may say, my husband or wife is not perfect. Yes, that is very true, as none of us are. All will fall short before the glory of God. Yet there is grace and forgiveness in Jesus' name, and there is hope for all marriages to be able to reflect the beauty of Christ's unconditional love for the church. For those of you listening today, if you are married, I want to encourage you to reflect on your own marriage and see if you are loving as Christ loved the church. Remember, marriage is supposed to be a beautiful reflection of God's covenantal love for us. For you fellow singles out there, the things that Paul is asking of married couples is actually not new and should not be a big shock to us. Earlier, I mentioned our role in how the church submits to Christ. So in what ways are you submitting your life under the authority of Jesus? Are you yielding your life to the Holy Spirit, or are you living in your own kingdom? In Matthew 22, Jesus says that the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Sound familiar? Quote, husbands to love their wives as they love their own bodies. The call to love is for all believers. So how are you loving those around you? Do you look down on certain people or only serve those that are easy to love? Do you only give love through your resources when it is convenient for you? Again, regardless of our marital status or gender, we are all called to love and humbly serve others, and we are able to do this seemingly impossible task solely because Jesus first loved us and gave his life for us, even when we are enemies of the cross. Let's pray. Jesus, oh, how you love us and how you were moved to demonstrate your love for us on the cross. Thank you for bringing illumination to this passage today that is applicable for all of us. Please lead us in your love so that whether in our marriages or in our relationships with those around us, that we would demonstrate and reflect your love today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.